you are leading the conversation by asking questions. So I'm going to do two things here. We're going to look at role reversal and leadership and leading. Role reversal is when you're in a conversation and you ask a question of your client and then they throw it back at you. So, you know, for example, what is it that you want from this conversation? And they might say, well, what do you want from the conversation? Or what do you expect from the conversation? So they're reversing it. You want to take control of it. You want to lead. You don't want that to happen. So something, if something like that did happen, I often say, well, we can get to that later, or this is about you, not about me, and I'm here to serve you. And you'll feel it, and you'll be able to play with that, and you'll sense it, and you'll know what you need to say in the moment, right? So everything has its context, but it's really important to lead. So even when you're having a conversation from the very beginning, when you connect with somebody, then invite them to have a conversation, you're leading. You're not waiting. You're taking the lead. You know, when somebody asks you what you do and you get into that conversation, you're like, well, it's much easier and better for me to explain it just by doing it. If you'd like to experience a powerful coaching session, see what it's like for yourself, it's the best way to know. I have time on Thursday at 2:00. I'll give you 60 minutes. You can invest 60 minutes of my time and your time together and da 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 da. And then you just take out your phone or you set it up right there. You're leading them. People love to be led. Same thing in the conversation, right? So in some real way, we're drawing out the beauty and the power in the person before us, and we're asking them to ask more of themselves because that's what they want, right? Not always, but usually. So you've invited them and you led them into that conversation. Now you're having a conversation. You're asking them questions. You're showing up powerfully, present. You're listening. You're bringing your gifts and skills to the conversation. If they're not a paying client yet, you might now lead them at the end, or you might preface the beginning of the conversation with something along the lines of, I just want you to know that if this feels right for both of us at the end of our conversation, I might propose to you and tell you what it looks like to work with me. There's no pressure. If it works for us and it works for you, then we'll figure that out and we'll have that conversation at the end. If not, it's fine as well. And this way you're setting this context, you're leading, and then you can let that go so you don't have to think about it anymore throughout the rest of the conversation. It's off their plate and off their mind now because they're not thinking, oh, he's going to sell something to me or this or that. So they can just be completely present. I do that sometimes, not always. So nevertheless, that's me leading them. So at the end of the conversation as well, if they say to me, what does it look like to work with you? Then I'm going to lead. So in another audio, we talked about practicing your numbers and being very confident and comfortable and saying what it looks like to work with you, what it is you require from them. You know, you're selling this experience of them living their best lives and them having and creating what it is they want to create. Now, by leading them powerfully, you get to help transform and shift their perspectives and their perspective on life. And it's through this transformation that you create so much power and beauty and wonder in the world. So you're going to want to lead and explore what it means to be a leader and to lead a conversation in this way. You know, we are all our own gurus. We all will make our own choices. This is it for us in the coaching business. As far as I'm concerned, you have to choose for yourself. The person before me has to make the choice. They have to be the one that wants to do it. So lead, practice leading. Really important to lead. It's a dance. So take them into this place. Take them there. Lead them. People want to be told what to do. People want to be led. Even if they don't think they do, they often do. Again, you see that language I just used. People like to be told what to do. They do. I've actually had clients say to me, I wish sometimes you would just tell me what to do. And I won't do that, really. And I will tell them that if I were you, I would maybe do this, but I'm not going to tell you what to do. You have to decide for yourself because this has to be something you want. But I don't, this is not concrete. Sometimes people really do want advice. They need to hear those ideas. There's a little nuances in there and I don't want to, you know, go on a tangent, but some people might say, well, that's more like consulting than it is coaching. I don't care. It just is what it is in the play of the conversation. It comes up. So lead it, you'll sense it, you'll see it. Watch for role reversal. Play with that, be aware of that. and practice this.